The Christopher Guest movie, Waiting for Guffman, is a pretty close approximation of what my life has become. In the movie, one of those comedic mockumentaries, a small town in central Missouri puts on an original musical to celebrate its 150th anniversary. The flamboyant director leads everyone to believe that when his friend Guffman, a Broadway producer, comes to see the play, he might whisk the entire production off to the Great White Way. The play isn't very good. The strained musical numbers do more to show the strange town's lack of self-awareness than drum up tourism. The exasperated director has to figure out how to get a bunch of small-town people to make performance art happen, despite the clashing personalities involved. How many community theater productions turn out this way? Many. And yet, there is an innocent beauty in live performance, so long as people care about the subject. Unwittingly, I've created a radio show that does this not once every 150 years, but all year round. The Great Northern Radio Show has traveled all around northern Minnesota, playing small theaters, colleges, high schools. We even did a library last year. The goal, every time, is to do what the good people of Blaine, Missouri tried to do in Waiting for Guffman. Tell the story of a place and get that story noticed by as many people as possible. The Great Northern Radio Show has been on the air for almost 3 years now, but because we're always on the road, the show never gathers any dust. When I select a town to host the radio show, I'll always start with a cold call to some dignitary in which I have to explain that I, a person you've never heard of, am doing a radio show you've also never heard of in your town. I'll need as many singing children and eccentric senior citizens as possible, along with a high-speed internet connection and a place that serves hot grilled meat. This first talk never goes well, even though I always hope it will. Invariably, though, we figure out a way to make it work. Every town has a quirky hook, an odd, dark tale from the past, a bizarre landmark, a slogan or saying that only locals would understand. Fauston, Minnesota has a garbage incinerator that heats and powers a vegetable processing plant formerly known as Mr. Carrot. Hibbing was the site of Minnesota's only known pistol duel, which was fought between two drunken friends for reasons no one remembers. We've done the show from three towns with one stoplight and one town with no stoplight. For all the great moments you did hear, broadcast debuts from new young performers, the comeback of Jim Miller in Bemidji, or Marshall Ullman's last show in Big Fork, there were moments you never heard. Like when an audience member trying to join in on a jug band performance with a set of bones, or the live donkey appearance that was scrubbed due to the weather. We're planning big things for the next season of the Great Northern Radio Show. Big. Huge. We might even take it to a city with lots of stoplights. One of these days. Broadway? You never know.
What?